Chapter 35 Madhurya Rasa Udipan. The next day, Vijay Kumar, having honored Prasad, came to Sri Guru Goswami's lotus feet at the appointed time. As he offered his sastang dandavat pranam, he became overwhelmed with excitement. Goswamiji lifted him up, embraced him, and very affectionately made him sit beside him. Vijay Kumar seized the opportunity and said, "Prabhu, I want to know about the Udipan of Madhurya Rasa. Will you be so kind as to explain this to me?" Sri Guru Goswami replied, "The Udipan Vaibhavs in Madhurya Rasa are the following. The guna, qualities of Krishna and his beloved gopis, their names, naam, activities and character, charita, ornaments, mandana, things related to the object of love, sambandhi, and things that are not directly related to the object of love, tatashta, vijay. Please describe the guna first." Goswami, "There are three types of guna, relating to the mind, manasika, speech, vachika, and the body, kayika. Vijay, what are the various types of qualities that relate to the mind, manasaguna, in this rasa?" Goswami, "There are many kinds of manasaguna, such as gratefulness, forgiveness, and compassion." Vijay, "What are the different types of vachika guna?" Goswami, "All spoken words that give joy to the ears constitute vachika guna." Vijay, "What are the different types of bodily qualities, kayika guna?" Goswami, "The kayika gunas are vyas, age, rupa, form, lavanya, luster, sundarya, beauty, abhirupata, influence, madhurya, sweetness, mridva, softness, and so on. The four divisions of age that have taken shelter of Madhurya Rasa are Vayasandhi, Navya Vayas, Vyakta Vayas, and Purna Vayas." Vijay, "What is Vayasandhi?" Goswami, "Vayasandhi is the juncture between the stage of childhood, Balya, and youth, Yovana, and this particular stage is called Pratama Kishora. The stage of full youth, Sampurna Kishora, is included within Vayusandhi. Poganda, childhood up to 10 years old, can be called Balya. The sweetness of the Vayasandhi of Krishna and his beloveds is Udipan." Vijay, "What is Navya Vayas, sprouting?" Goswami, "The symptoms of Navya Vayas include the arrival of fresh youthfulness, Navayovana, slight appearance of the breasts, restlessness of the eyes, gentle smiles, and somewhat agitated hearts." Vijay, "What is Vyakta Vayas, revealed?" As Vijay Kumar was asking this question, a Vaishnava from the Ramanuja Sampradaya and a Pandit Sannyasi from the Sankara Mat arrived there to take darshan of the deity. The Vaishnava had the conception of being a male servant of Bhagavan, and the Sankara Sannyasi was absorbed in dry meditation on the impersonal Nirvishesh Brahm. So neither of them could identify themselves as being a Brajagopi. Since it is forbidden to discuss Raskata in the presence of people who consider themselves male, Goswami and Vijay both became silent, and then began to engage in ordinary small talk about various things with the Vaishnava newcomer and the Ekadandi Sannyasi. After a short time, the two visitors set off in the direction of Siddhabakul, and Vijay repeated his question, smiling slightly. Goswami, "In the stage known as Vyakta Vyas, the gopis' breasts become quite prominent. Their bellies have three folds, and all their limbs begin to shimmer with an effulgent luster." Vijay, "What is Purna Vyas, full?" Goswami, Purnavayas is the stage in which the buttocks become highly developed, the waist becomes thin, and all the limbs become lustrous. The breasts become heavy, and the thighs resemble trunks of banana trees. A few particular Brajasundaris also exhibit the features of Purna Yovana in their earlier youth. Vijay, I have understood the subject of Vyas. Now please tell me about Rupa. Goswami, Rupa is such extraordinary beauty that a woman appears to be decorated even though she is not wearing any ornaments. Exquisite Rupa occurs when all the limbs are in perfect proportion. Vijay, what is Lavanya? Goswami, Lavanya is a pearl-like luster that emanates from the bodily limbs. Vijay, what is Sundarya? Goswami, Sundarya is the bodily perfection in which each and every one of the bodily limbs is appropriately shaped and in ideal proportion to the others. Vijay, what is Abhirupata? Goswami, one is said to have Abhirupata when one's astonishing qualities cause nearby objects to attain the same beauty as one's own. Vijay, what is Madhurya? Goswami, Madhurya is bodily beauty that is simply indescribable. Vijay, what is Mardava? Goswami, Mardava is softness, which is unable to tolerate even the touch of soft things. There are three types of Mardava, Uttam, Madhyam, and Kanishta. Vijay, Prabhu, I have understood Guna. Now please tell me about Nam. Goswami, names such as Radha Krishna, which are full of supremely mysterious and confidential rasa, are called Nam. Vijay, now kindly tell me about Charita, behavior. Goswami, there are two types of Charita, Anubhav and Leela. I will tell you about Anubhav when I have completed the subject of Vaibhav. Vijay, then please describe Leela. Goswami, the term Leela refers to Sundara Krida, beautiful games and activities, Tandava, dancing, Venu Vandana, playing the flute, Godana, milking the cows, and calling them down from the hill and counting them. Vijay, what is Sundarya Krida? Goswami, there are unlimited sportive pastimes such as Rasa Leela, ball games, and speaking in the language of the birds and animals. Vijay, how many types of mandana decorations are there? Goswami, there are four types of mandana, clothes, ornaments, garlands, and anulepana, paste and perfumes that are smeared on the body. Vijay, what is Sambandhi? Goswami, Sambandhi has been divided into two types, things that are connected, lagna, and things that are nearby, sannihita. Vijay, what does lagna, auspicious occurrence, mean? Goswami, lagna Sambandhi includes the sounds of the flute and the bugle, singing, fragrances, the tinkling of ornaments, footprints, the sound of the veena, and artistic skill. Vijay, what is the nature of the flute's melody? Goswami, the stream of nectar that comes out from Krishna's lips through the murli is prominent among all types of udipan. Vijay, now please describe things that are nearby, sannihita sambandhi. Goswami, sannihita sambandhi include remnant garlands, peacock feathers, garika, red stone, and other colored minerals from the hills. The cows, the stick, the bugle, the sight of Krishna's dear associates, the dust raised by the hooves of the cows, Vrindavan entities, and objects in the shelter of Vrindavan, Vrindavana Sharita Vastu, Govardhan, Yamuna, and the Rasastali. Vijay, what is meant by Vrindavana Sharita in shelter of Vrindavan? Goswami, animals such as deer, birds such as the peacock, bumblebees, groves of flowering vines, tulsi, flowers, and kadamba trees are all Vrindavanashrita. Vijay, what is meant by tatashta, marginal? Goswami, moonbeams, clouds, lightning, the spring season, autumn, the full moon, the breezes, and birds such as the peacock are all tatashta. After hearing attentively about the Udipan Bhavs, Vijay Kumar was silent for a while. The meeting of Alamban with Udipan Bhavs aroused an exalted sentiment within his heart, and at once Anubhavs began to manifest in his body. In a voice choked with emotion, he said, Prabhu, now kindly describe the Anubhavs in detail. You have explained one part of Krishna Charita, Krishna's activities and qualities, namely Leela. When I learn about Anubhav, I will be able to know about Krishna Charita completely. Goswami, there are three types of Anubhavs, Alankar, ornaments, Udbashvara, symptoms, and Vachika, verbal. Vijay, what is Alankar, ornament? Goswami, the 20 types of Alankars of the attractive gopis of Braj in their youth, Yovana, have been called Sattvaja, arising from Shuddha Sattva. These manifest wonderfully because of intense absorption in their beloved Krishna. These 20 types of Alankar have been divided into three categories. 1. Those arising from the limbs, Angaja. 2. Those that arise spontaneously, Ayatnaja. And 3. Those that arise from one's own nature, Swabhavja. The Alankars arising from the limbs, Angaja, are 1. Seed attachment, Bhav. 2. Gestures, Hava. And 3. Amorous dalliance, Hela. Ayatnaja includes 4. Beauty, Shobha. 5. Lustre, Kunti. And 6. Brilliance, Dipti. 7. Sweetness, Madhurya. 8. Boldness, Pragalbata. 9. Magnanimity, Odarya. And 10. Patience, Darya. Svabhavja includes 11. Imitating Leela. 12. Enjoyment, Vilas. 13. A particular mood of dressing, Vichitti. 14. Bewilderment, Vibram. 15. A particular mixture of bhavs, Kila Kinchita. 16. Awakening of longing, Matayita. 17. Apparent opposition, Kutamita. 18. Disrespect, Vivoka. 19. Tenderness, Lalita. And 20. Bhavs expressed through activity, Vikrita. Vijay, what is the meaning of bhav in this context? Goswami, in Ujjvala Ras, when Rati, which is like a seed, appears upon the unagitated chitta, its first transformation is called bhav. The untransformed stage of chitta is called sattva. When the cause of transformation is present, the original transformation, which is like the first sprouting of a seed, is called bhav. Vijay, what is hava, gestures? Goswami, hava is a condition in which rati is more clearly evident than in bhav. With the tilting of the neck, gestures of the eyebrows and eyes, and other symptoms. Vijay, what is hela? Goswami, hava is called hela when it clearly indicates sensual passion. Vijay, what is shobha, beauty? Goswami, shobha is the beautification of the bodily limbs that arises due to youthfulness and rup sambhog. Vijay, what is kanti, lustre? Goswami, kanti is the radiant splendor that emanates in the act of satisfaction of this supernatural calm. Vijay, what is dipti? Goswami, Kanti is called dipti when it is intensified and becomes highly inflamed with passion through the influence of factors such as age, enjoyment, place, time, qualities, rupa, and attire. Vijay. What is madhurya, sweetness? Goswami. Madhurya is the stage in which every endeavor is exquisitely elegant under all circumstances. Vijay. What is pragalbhata, boldness? Goswami. Pragalbhata is a complete lack of inhibition or fear at the time of prayog, when one's own bodily limbs are on top of the limbs of one's lover. Vijay. What is odarya, magnanimity? Goswami. Odarya is the quality of being self-controlled and courteous in all situations. Vijay. What is darya, steadiness? Goswami. The tendency of the heart is called darya when it is steady and unwavering. Vijay. What is the meaning of lila in this context? Goswami. Lila is imitating the charming attire and activities of one's beloved. Vijay. What is vilas, enjoyment? Goswami. The particular suggestive expressions of the face and eyes that one makes while moving, standing still, or sitting to bring about union with one's beloved are called vilas. Vijay. What is vichitti? Goswami. Vichitti is a way of dressing that enhances one's splendor, although employing very little in the way of decorations and ornaments. According to the opinion of some experts in rasa, sometimes when a nayika's lover approaches her after he has committed an offense against her, the bhav arises in her heart that her ornaments are simply a burden, and she has only dressed and decorated herself on the insistence of her sakis. This sort of jealous and neglectful mood is also called vichitti. Vijay. What is vibram, bewilderment? Goswami. Vibram is a state of bewilderment that is caused by the powerful urges of madana when the nayika meets with her beloved. In this state, she intends to put on her necklace, garland, and other ornaments in particular places, but actually puts them on in different places. Vijay. What is kila kinchita? Goswami. Kila kinchita is the condition in which pride, hankering, weeping, laughing, hostility, fear, and anger arise at the same time because of feelings of jubilation. Vijay. What is motaita? Goswami. Motaita is the intense longing that arises in the nayika's heart when she receives news about her lover and remembers him. Vijay. What is kutamita? Goswami. Kutamita is the anger that the nayika feigns externally due to dignity, shyness, and so on. Although she is delighted within her heart when her lover touches her breast or lips. Vijay. What is vivok? Goswami. Vivok is disrespect shown towards one's lover out of pride and man. Vijay. What is lalita? Goswami. Lalita is the tenderness that is expressed by movements of the eyebrows and gestures of all the bodily limbs. Vijay. What is vikrita? Goswami. Vikrita is the expression by activities, rather than in words, of moods such as shyness, jealousy, or man that arise within the heart. These are the 20 bodily and psychological alankars. Rasa bhaktas have also accepted 2 more alankars in addition to the ornaments that I have already mentioned. These are feigned ignorance, mogdya, and feigned fear, chakita. Vijay. What is mogdya? Goswami. A nayik exhibits mogdya when she pretends to be unaware of something that she actually knows perfectly well, and inquires from her lover as if in ignorance. Vijay. Now please tell me about chakita. Goswami. Chakita is making a show of being very afraid in the lover's presence, although one is actually not afraid at all. Vijay. Prabhu, I have understood the Alankas. Now please instruct me about Udbashvara. Goswami. When the bhav of the heart is manifest in the body, the manifestation is called Udbashvara. In Madhurya Ras, the Udbashvaras include a slackening or slipping of the drawstrings of one's skirt, loosening of the blouse, disarray of the braids and so on, an affliction in the body, yawning, a flaring of the nostrils, sighing deeply, restlessness, singing and condemning oneself. Vijay. Couldn't all the Udbashvaras you have just described be considered within the categories of Matayita and Vilas? Goswami. They have been described separately because they enhance a special type of beauty. Shobha. Vijay. Prabhu, now please kindly explain the Vachika Anubhavs. Goswami. There are 12 types of Vachika Anubhavs. Alap, Vilap, Samlap, Pralap, Anulap, Apalap, Sandesh, Apadesh, Upadesh, Nirdesh, and Vyapadesh. Vijay. What is Alap? Goswami. Alap is pleasing words of flattery. Vijay. What is Vilap? Goswami. Vilap is words uttered out of sorrow. Vijay. What is Samlap? Goswami. Samlap is conversation. Vijay. What is Pralap? Goswami. Pralap is meaningless talk. Vijay. What is Anulap? Goswami. Anulap means to utter the same words repeatedly. Vijay. What is Apalap? Goswami. Apalap means giving another meaning to words that have already been spoken. Vijay. What is Sandesh? Goswami. Sandesh is sending a message to one's lover when he has gone to another land. Vijay. What is Atidesh? Goswami. Atidesh is saying, his words are my words. Vijay. What is Apadesh? Goswami. Apadesh is expressing the subject in question through other words and not speaking it directly. Vijay. What is Upadesh? Goswami. The term Upadesh refers to words full of instruction. Vijay. What is Nirdesh? Goswami. Nirdesh is confessing, I am that very person. Vijay. What is Vyapadesh? Goswami. Vyapadesh is revealing the desire of one's heart on the pretext of saying something else. All these anubhavs are present in all the rasas, but they have been described in this context because the sweetness of Ujjvala Ras is more greatly enhanced by these anubhavs. Vijay. Prabhu, why is it necessary to describe the anubhav separately in the subject of rasa? Goswami. The bhavs in the heart that have arisen from the combination of alamban and udipan are called anubhavs, when they manifest on the bodily limbs. This subject cannot be understood clearly without explaining them separately. Vijay. Please be merciful and describe the sattvika bhavs in Madhurya Ras. Goswami. I mentioned the 8 sattvika bhavs, such as stamba, sveda, and so on, while I was talking about ordinary rasa tattva. They are also the sattvika bhavs of this ras, but the examples of these bhavs are quite different in this ras. Vijay. How are they different? Goswami. You will see that in the Braj Leela, becoming stunned, stamba bhav, arises out of jubilation, harsha, fear, bhaya, wonder, ascharya, despondency, vishad, and indignation, amarsha. Perspiration, sveda, arises from jubilation, fear and anger, Krodha. Horripilation, Romancha, comes from wonder, jubilation and fear. Faltering of the voice occurs due to despondency, astonishment, Vishmaya, indignation and fear. Fear, jubilation and indignation cause trembling. Changing color, Vaivarnya, arises from despondency, anger and fear. Shedding of tears, Ashru, may occur due to jubilation, anger or despondency. Loss of consciousness, Pralaya, may occur due to happiness or distress. Vijay. Are there any manifestations of Sattvika Vikar in this rasa that are different from those in the other rasas? Goswami. Yes, I have explained the Sattvika Bhavs known as Dumatya, Jvalita, Dipta and Udipta in the context of general Sadharana Rasa Vichar. In this Madhurya Ras, there is one division of Udipta called Sudipta Bhav. Vijay. Prabhu, you have been unlimitedly merciful to me. Now please tell me how the Vyabhachari Bhavs are manifest in this Ras. Goswami. Almost all of the 33 Sanchari and Vyabhachari Bhavs that I have already explained to you, beginning with self-disparagement, Nirveda, occur in Madhurya Ras. Ferociousness, Ogreya, and laziness, Alasya, are the two exceptions. The Sanchari Bhavs of Madhurya Ras have several wonderful features. Vijay. What are they? Goswami. The most fascinating feature is that whatever type of Krishna Prem is present in the friends and elders, Guru Jana, in the other rasas, is also attained as a Sanchari Bhav in Madhurya Ras. In other words, the Stai Bhavs of those other rasas act as Sanchari or Vyabhachari Bhavs in this rasa. Vijay. What are the other surprising aspects? Goswami. Another wonderful point is that the Vyabhachari Bhavs in this ras, even those such as Marana, death, are not considered direct angas of ras. Quite logically, in this rasa, they have been counted among the attributes, gunas, of the rasa. The conclusion is that rasa itself is the guni, that which possesses the attributes, and the Vyabhachari Bhavs are the attributes, guna, that it possesses. Vijay. How do the Sanchari Bhavs arise? Goswami. Self-disparagement, Nirveda, arises from distress, aversion, jealousy, despondency, calamity, and offense. Vijay. What is the cause of humility, Dainya? Goswami. Dainya comes from sorrow, fear, and offense. Vijay. How does debility, Glani, arise? Goswami. Glani is the result of exertion, anxiety, and amorous endeavors. Vijay. How does exhaustion, Shrama, arise? Goswami. Shrama is the result of so much wandering, dancing, and amorous exertion. Vijay. What is the cause of intoxication, Mada? Goswami. Mada is induced by drinking honey wine. Vijay. How does pride, Garva, appear? Goswami. Garva comes from good fortune, beauty, personal attributes, attaining shelter of the most excellent person, and the attainment of the object of one's desire. Vijay. What causes apprehension, Shankha? Goswami. The causes of Shankha are theft, offense, cruelty, lightning, ferocious animals, and fearsome sounds. Vijay. How does agitation and uncertainty, Aveg, arise? Goswami. Aveg is an acute uncertainty about what to do, which arises from seeing or hearing the object of one's affection or of one's aversion. Vijay. What is the cause of madness, Unmada? Goswami, Unmada can be caused by excessive ecstasy, Mahananda, or by feelings of separation. Vijay, why does confusion or absence of mind, apashmriti, occur? Goswami, apashmriti is the confusion or absence of mind that arises from utter distress. In this stage, the Nayika trembles, faints, and falls to the ground. Vijay, what is disease, Vyadi? Goswami, Vyadi is bodily transformation, such as fever, that arises due to apprehension and anxiety. Vijay, what is bewilderment, Moha? Goswami, Moha is the bewilderment that occurs when the heart is stupefied due to jubilation, separation, and sorrow. Vijay, what is death, Mrityu? Goswami, there is no Mrityu in this rasa, only the attempt to die. Vijay, what is laziness, Alasya? Goswami, there is also no Alasya in this rasa. Alasya is pretending to be powerless, although one has energy. However, there is not even the slightest room for Alasya in Krishna's service. It may be observed in a secondary sense, though among the opposing elements. Vijay, what is the cause of inertia, Jadya? Goswami, Jadya may come about on seeing the object of one's love, on hearing about him, or on seeing something that is most undesirable. Jadya may arise from feelings of separation. Vijay, why does bashfulness, vrida, occur? Goswami, vrida occurs due to meeting for the first time, behaving inappropriately, or because of words of praise or contempt. Vijay, what is the cause of avahita, concealing one's nature? Goswami, avahita is caused by treachery, shyness, duplicity, fear, and dignity. Vijay, what is the cause of remembrance, smriti? Goswami, smriti is the result of seeing something similar or due to a fixed habit. Vijay, how does pondering logical possibilities, vitaraka, arise? Goswami, vitaraka is the result of investigation and doubt. Vijay, what is anxiety, chinta? Goswami, chinta arises from not attaining what one desires and from fear of the undesirable. Vijay, what is thoughtfulness, mati? Goswami, mati is reflection or deliberation on something. Vijay, what is fortitude, dhriti? Goswami, dhriti is the steadiness of the heart that comes from fulfilling one's aspirations and being free from sorrow. Vijay, what is jubilation, harsha? Goswami, harsha is the joyfulness that arises on seeing or attaining the object of one's cherished desires. Vijay, what is eagerness, otsukya? Goswami, otsukya is the ardent desire to see one's beloved and the intense hankering or impatience to attain him. Vijay, what is ferociousness, augriya? Goswami, violence is called augriya, and it has no place in Madhurya Ras. Vijay, what is indignation, amarsha? Goswami, amarsha is the intolerance that is expressed because of being disrespected or insulted. Vijay, what is enmity, asuya? Goswami, asuya is resentment of others' good fortune, and it arises due to good fortune and virtues. Vijay, what is the cause of unsteadiness, chapala? Goswami, chapala is fickleness or lightness of mind, and it is caused by attachment and aversion. Vijay, what is the cause of sleep, nidra? Goswami, nidra is induced by fatigue. Vijay, what is supti?
Goswami, Supti means dreaming. Vijay, what is wakefulness, bodha? Goswami, bodha is being far from sleep. Baba Vijay, in addition to these Vyabhachari bhavs, there are four stages, namely Bhavatpati, Bhav Sandhi, Bhav Sabalya, and Bhav Shanti. Bhavatpati is the appearance of Bhav, and Bhav Sandhi is the joining together of the two bhavs. Sarup Sandhi is the amalgamation of the two bhavs that have the same cause, and Bina Sandhi is the mixing of bhavs that have arisen from separate causes. The mixing of many bhavs at once is called Bhav Sabalya, and the destruction or pacification of bhavs is called Bhav Shanti. Vijay now had a complete understanding of the components of Madhurya Ras, for he had heard the explanations of its Vaibhavs, Sattvika Bhavs, and Vyabhachari Bhavs. His heart became overwhelmed with prema, which was, however, somewhat indistinct. Having thoroughly understood this, he fell at the feet of his Gurudev. Weeping and weeping, he said, Prabhu, please bestow your mercy upon me. Tell me why prema has still not blossomed in my heart. Guru Goswamiji embraced Vijay and said, You will be able to understand prema tattva tomorrow. You have understood the components of prema, but it still has not yet arisen distinctly in your heart. Prema is the Staibhav. You have already heard about Staibhav in a general way, but you will attain all perfection when you hear specifically about the Staibhav in Ujjvala Ras. Now it has become very late. I will explain further tomorrow. Tears began to fall from Vijay's eyes again. He offered his Dandavat Pranam and then returned to his residence, deeply pondering all that he had heard. Thus ends the 35th chapter of Jiva Dharma, entitled Madhurya Ras, Udipan.